freedoms. And then you just listen to both him and Mitt, and they just, and it's just utter bullshit. Like, the debate was beyond garbage.
That was BS from what Jimmy Kimmel played kind of a review of it on the thing last night, and it was like, are you kidding? These two supposedly intelligent men.
Did you see the debate, the musical, the video yet?
You'll have between the two of them?
Yeah.
You know, and people focus, and again, it goes with, why are we celebritizing these political figures? People are more interested in who was more calm, who was more aggressive, who was going to be more dominant, and who looked the best versus what they were both saying was, one person was lying and being blatant about it. The other person was lying and being subtle about it. And then being very antagonistic later about the other person lying. And it's been this back and forth. It's like nobody really has a clear understanding of what either person is supporting or against. It's Barack Obama's for this, and Mitt Romney's against everything that he's for. That's it in a nutshell. And you think, well, now's not the time for communist cabinet members. You think, well, America's in the shitter. And with all of the problems in the Middle East with Syria again, that America's probably going back to the Middle East pretty soon, because they have FEMA is starting to immobilize, which they're immobilizing for a natural disaster or a mass terrorist attack. But you're like, well, come wintertime, I don't really know what natural disasters really occur.
Yeah.
Anything, well, Syria's taking Turkey. Turkey's in the civil unrest. They really, everybody wants to get everybody against everybody in the Middle East so that they can all go against Israel.
Israel.
And America's on the verge of booting Israel because they're becoming a large liability. You think, well, that's not going to be good that they have nobody.
And if you believe in the Bible.
Ooh, yeah. Armageddon's coming.
Well, it's unnerving. Well, America's, we fought those wars on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
To a different country. China also paid for us on their credit card to other countries. You think, well, Obama's putting bills into effect that slowly take away our amendments, like Internet ID, things like that, where they can read you text. If you're close to Obama, they can read whatever you say.
They can anyway.
And they do. They still have wiretaps. They can find out where you are. And I was talking to my friend Joe. He's got an iPhone 4. S, whatever. And he was showing me this app. It's called Find Your Friends.
Yep.
And he's got his old lady on there.
Yep.
And he knows by going on this exactly her GPS coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
And where she's at. And she can pull up on a map where she's at right at that very moment in time. And he can make it a 3D map and see where she's at.
That's what Jesse does for Christy. He has that on. He has a phone with that on it, and he's set up where he can find Christy if she's sitting in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's some scary stuff. I've heard that when the iPhone first came out, and some guy had said, thank you for creating this app because I found out that my wife was cheating on me, because he would text her and she would say, I'm at such and such a place, and then he had that app, and he found out that she was screwing around, you know, and it was a big, it hit the news. That's how I knew about
it.
Well,
if